Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
They did it. The Supreme Court upheld the TikTok ban that will go into effect on Sunday, January 19th. And to kind of explain exactly what this means, why the court upheld the ban, we are joined by Thane Rosenbaum, CBS legal analyst. Thane, good to talk to you today.
Good talking to you, Chris and Amy.
So the TikTok ban that we talked about for so long, and now it's finally here, that January 19th date. What were some of the reasons behind this decision from the Supreme Court?
Well, it was a unanimous decision, which, you know, doesn't come up often. But when it does come up often, it usually happens cases dealing with free speech and national security. In this case, both national security and free speech were in the same case, which made it really interesting because these were areas that were clashing with each other. Normally, these are areas that the Supreme Court, even liberals and conservatives, have some consensus on. But when it came really down to it, you know, TikTok is controlled with some oversight by the Chinese Communist government. Their capacity to harvest data on half the country is extraordinary. They have 170 million users, active users, and everybody's getting their news out of TikTok. So for in an era in which we're worried about, you know, disinformation and hacking and interference from foreign countries, this presented a national security threat enough so that a bipartisan coalition of Congress and lawmakers decided to either say to TikTok, shut down or sell yourself to some other entity that doesn't have such, you know, access to the Chinese government. They played a game of chicken with the Supreme Court, assuming that the United States Supreme Court would never override the free speech rights of 170 million Americans. And they were wrong. They lost.
Well, is that really a free speech issue? I know you said it's a First Amendment issue, but is free speech really being stifled just by the deplatforming of a company?
Yeah, I love what you said, Chris. I love what you said and the way you said it. That actually came up in the Supreme Court oral argument. Stop saying free speech. This has nothing to do with free speech. The First Amendment says that the government can't restrict speech and it can't prefer one viewpoint over another or restrict some content over other content. What the government is saying is here, we could care less about your cat videos or about you and your cousin dancing or whatever opinion you might want to offer on TikTok. It has nothing to do with content. It has nothing to do with viewpoint. It has nothing to do with speech. It says what you said. It has to do with ownership. We don't like who your owner is. You can sell yourself to someone tomorrow and you can put the same cat videos on and we're fine with that. So the purpose of the First Amendment is to make sure that the government doesn't step in and stifle communication, stifle speech, ideas, the marketplace of ideas. They may say cat videos are really don't contribute much to the marketplace of ideas, but we don't care. We're not saying you can't do it. We're just saying we don't like your owner, so get rid of your owner.
Because it would be like it's completely the opposite of a newspaper outlet, a media outlet. And the government saying, we don't like all the stories you print, so we're taking you down.
They're just
saying, we don't like platform, not the content.
Let's put it this way. Remember what happened a number of years ago when Twitter knocked off Donald Trump? Everyone knocked off Donald Trump. I mean, that was really, you know, to the extent to which if the government had somehow had some involvement in restricting access, in that case, those were privately held companies that said, we don't like your viewpoint. We don't like what you're doing. We don't like what you're saying. So we're going to deny you access. Private companies can do that. Guess who did that? The San Francisco 49ers did that to Colin Kaepernick, the private company. They didn't like what he was doing. They said, stand at attention. Don't take a knee. They had the right to do that. Had the state of California required everyone to stand at attention for the playing of the national anthem. Now, that would violate the First Amendment. So you're right. This is a whole different deal from the government stepping in and shutting down a news source because we're saying we don't like the viewpoint or we don't like the content you produce. They're saying we're neutral on content. We're just saying this is a national security problem. And we've been, and Congress stepped in and made that decision. The Biden administration agreed with the decision, and the Supreme Court said it's not unconstitutional to do it. It doesn't violate the First Amendment.
Yeah, Thane, is this similar to the fact that a foreign state, a foreign government can't own a TV station in the United States?
Yeah, exactly, Amy. Yeah, I mean, these issues are there for a reason. You know, by the way, you know, this is the thing that we're dealing now with in this country with respect to computer chips. Right. Mm-hmm. Now that Intel's doing so badly, economically, government, we're worried. We're now fully dependent on foreign builders of chips. And so this is a big issue on Congress. Like, what happened to America that we don't have to do this anymore? Because computer chips are probably the most important thing that anyone can manufacture. And we're relying on companies that are either next to China or controlled by China. So, yeah, it's very similar arguments. And after 9/11, we got real national security threat busy. You know, we developed, remember, there was no Homeland Department of Homeland Security. This is new. This is all post 9/11. The NSA, all of these things are post 9/11. And this, I would say, is in the same category, that we get very nervous when another company could somehow, or another country, more importantly, another country can exert influence over us in an area that we could be vulnerable. And communications, in this case, with half the country on the platform, it does present somewhat of a threat.
So what happens now? Because the Biden administration said, we're not dealing with it. The Trump administration seems to be more on board with TikTok sticking around. So what happens now?
So I it's an interesting question. You know, I don't think you can have an executive order by President Trump to override Congress and the Supreme Court. Mm-hmm. Talk about the separation of powers, right? You know, we have three separation of powers. Two of the three entities said no go unanimously, right? Mm-hmm. 9-0 on the Supreme Court, and both Democrats and Republicans, for the one time, they decided in Congress to do something together. The bipartisan report. Now you get a new president who goes, I like TikTok. No, let's keep TikTok going. I think that what could happen is Donald Trump can buy them time. He's going to say, we're not shutting it down entirely. We keep it open. There could be no new content. You can't open new accounts. But there's a 90-day window now. You guys didn't take it seriously that you need to sell yourself. I am telling you, you have to sell yourself to some other entity. Donald Trump is a deal maker, right? He probably thinks this is going to be fun, right? Let's see if we could find an entity, a consortium of American investors that would like to own this, and then we don't have a problem with it. A lot of Americans use it. They like it. This is really an ownership issue. Could the president introduce an executive action that simply says, we're putting a bigger pause on this. We're going to give it more than 90 days to try to find a buyer.
Thane Rosenbaum, CBS legal analyst, thank you so much for your time today on this issue.
Anytime for you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, we didn't talk to Danan Hughes earlier.
Yes.
I don't know if he's on TikTok. We should find out.
He's on Instagram. Instagram.
Is he on Instagram?
Yep.
All right, I'm going to go find him on Instagram because we found him. He's available to us.
Down.
We tracked him down. He's available to us. Danan Hughes will preview the Chiefs division round playoff game tomorrow. He is next on KMOX.